You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
We're almost inching up towards the end of July, but podcasts here and the regularity of them shall not cease. It is Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Ajit Mishra of Religare Broking, and this is a list of top three stocks which could give 4 to 8% return in the next 3 to 4 weeks. First, let's list those stocks. HDFC Bank has a buy call, target 2340 rupees to 340, stop loss placed at 2200 rupees for an upside of 4.2%. Hindalco Industries has a sell call, target we're looking at is 180 rupees, 180, stop loss 200. Downside 6.7%. And finally, Vedanta has a sell call as well. Target 145, stop loss 165, downside of 8.2%. Ajit Mishra, who's a vice president of research at Religare Broking, had this to say about the trends on the Lal Street. Markets edged further lower for the third successive week and lost over 1%. The sentiment was downbeat from the beginning, citing weak progressive monsoon and disappointing earnings from India Inc. so far. This week is going to be data heavy. We have the IIP, that is the industrial production data, and market manufacturing PMI data scheduled on the 31st of July and the 1st of August, respectively. Besides, auto and cement companies will also be announcing their monthly sales figures. Auto is going to be on Thursday. Further, the progress of monsoon, FPI's flow, crude oil movement, and cues from the global markets will also be closely watched. The expectation is that the continuous buzz on the earnings front will continue. Many prominent names like Axis Bank, Hero MotoCorp, Ashok Leyland, Eicher Motors, IOC, Bharti Airtel, ITC and State Bank of India will be announcing their results during the week along with several others. We feel, this is Religare Broking speaking, that the trend reversal in the index is not going to be easy this time as disappointment from the earnings has spread over the index majors as well. However, we may see some intermediate rebound due to recovery in oversold counters and selective buying in index heavyweights. The expectation is that Nifty will hover within the range of 11,100 to 11,500 this week. Select private banks, financials and infrastructure stocks should be preferred over others for long trades, while metals, realty and IT may continue to trade mixed. Now, going back to that list of top three stocks that we spoke about, we start things off with a stock from one of those sectors that should be preferred, HDFC Bank. In line with the others, HDFC Bank has witnessed a decent correction from its record high and tested its crucial support zone of the long-term moving average, that is 200 EMA, on the daily chart of late. Indications are in the favor of some consolidation around the current levels, followed by a steady recovery. The advice would be to accumulate the stock of HDFC Bank in the given range of 2,235 to 2,245. It closed at 2,244.3 on the 29th of July. Next up, Hindalco with a sell call. Unlike the other metal counters, Hindalco has been holding strong, but it is trading on the verge of a breakdown from a narrow range to rejoin the broader trend seen in the market. The continuous fall in the metal index is an added negative. The advice, therefore, would be to initiate fresh shorts in the range of 193 to 195 rupees. The stock closed at 191 rupees 90 paise yesterday. That's Hindalco Industries with a sell call. Another metal stock coming under the sell category, Vedanta, has a sell call as well. Metal stocks have been trading under pressure and Vedanta is also trading in tandem with the others. It has witnessed a fresh breakdown from a consolidation pattern on Monday yesterday and is likely to fresh fall ahead. The advice therefore would be to create fresh shorts in Vedanta in the mentioned range of 158 to 160 rupees. Yesterday, it closed at 156 rupees 20 paise. That's Vedanta with a sell call. One quick recap of those names. HDFC Bank with a buy call, target 2340, stop loss 2200, upside of 4.2%. Hindalco with a sell call, target 180, stop loss 200, downside 6.7%. Vedanta with a sell call, target 145, stop loss 165, downside of 8.2%. Well, here's hoping that Tuesday turns out to be terrific for you. Here's also hoping that you've had a good start to the day. I have had a very good start to the day. My coffee today was excellent. you know, you take small pleasures and run with it. That's all you can hope for in life. Until the next time you hear from me, which is going to be the evening, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.